Today, we will be talking about the importance of the gray man strategy and leveraging the element of disguise after the breakdown of civilization. Let's get to it. Camouflage is a naturally occurring phenomenon that is used by different species in order to conceal themselves, but it can also play a major role in your survival tactics. Now, there are many different types of camouflage, but today we're going to be focusing on disguise and mimicry through the use of the gray man strategy and subterfuge. So what exactly is the gray man strategy? It's a covert tactic that originates from military culture, which is used to disguise yourself as someone who does not stand out in a crowd. The goal is to approximate the cultural baseline of your surroundings and blend in. The gray man is someone who can easily hide in plain sight. If you happen to find yourself in a disaster zone, you want to avoid wearing fancy clothes, you want to avoid bright colors, you want to avoid wearing jewelry, avoid logos or any sort of discernible designs that are going to stand out. You want to try to move naturally and match your body and language to the situation at hand. And most importantly, conceal the fact that you're a prepper. This technique will make you and your family less likely to be targeted by violence and exploitation after it hits the fan. This disguise is representative of somebody who doesn't have much to offer. Now, depending on the circumstances, I might actually stand out. If everybody around me looks poor and downtrodden, then I want to approximate that to the best of my capability, even if my belly is full. Many homeless people understand this all too well, that if it looks like you have something, it's likely that somebody is going to try to steal it from you. I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but I always go back to the story of a homeless person I once knew, who I wanted to help out and buy some new clothes and gear, but they refused because they said, had I done that, and they actually wore that and they used that gear, they would have stood out and attracted the wrong kind of attention. Thus, this type of attire in a situation where there's a lot of desperate people may help you avoid attention. In fact, a lot of people might just want to avoid you. And for the most part, that's what you're trying to achieve. In the movie Civil War, it seems that if you have press plastered on your bulletproof vest, you can pretty much get into everywhere and everybody trusts you. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to work, but the fact is a press badge like this is only going to cost you a few bucks. In times of conflict, it is internationally understood that the press are typically non-combatant and neutral. This doesn't mean that just because you plaster a press badge on that you're not going to be shot by somebody who thinks that you're just an imposter. But it will increase your chances in certain situations. If you already have the body armor and the bump hat, you might as well get yourself some press badges. Just make sure you have a camera to match. If you don't want to go to the extent of wearing a ghillie suit, standard camouflage attire like this is going to work just fine for hunting or for trying to blend in for tactical purposes. Additionally, in a lot of small towns, a lot of people tend to just dress wearing camouflage even though it serves no purpose. In those situations, you'll blend right in. An added benefit of some of this type of clothing is scent control. Some of these fabrics are designed to minimize the smell that you emanate. A security jacket can get you out of a lot of situations and get you into a lot of situations as well. As society begins to deteriorate and an underfunded police force can no longer respond to your calls, private security firms are going to be contracted in order to protect numerous facilities. Many of them are going to have their own customized uniforms, but a good old generic security jacket like this can get you in and out of a variety of different situations. Just make sure you have the sunglasses. It looks a lot cooler that way. Now, of course, all of these disguises come with their own share of liabilities. For example, an assailant is first going to target those that they think pose the greatest risk. If you're wearing a security jacket, you are going to be that person. Many security guards, especially in the United States, carry weapons. If somebody thinks that that security guard has a weapon, you will be a target. So in wearing this disguise, you also take on a lot of risk. What if Mad Max doesn't come and we just continually descend into dystopian technocracy? In that case, Having this type of attire may get you into certain places or may cause less people to want to look at you. It all comes down to context. If you're in a place where everybody is well-dressed, then you have to be well-dressed as well. Let's face it, as unjust as it may be, we live in a world driven by stereotypes. And in large part, the clothing that you wear can determine what type of doors are open to you and what type are not. These are military fatigues. You can buy these from any military surplus store. Now, on this channel, we would never encourage people to do anything that was against the law. The reason why I say that is because there's likely federal laws which prohibit you from impersonating any public official. There's also a word for this, and it's called fraud. But in a grid-down situation, I can think of a myriad ways in which a battle dress uniform or military fatigues could come in handy in terms of getting you in or out of a place unscathed. Let's say there's martial law or a lockdown that's been imposed, and you need to get to your bug-out retreat or your family that's outside the perimeter. How are you going to get through that checkpoint? If you have no other choice and you absolutely have to get to that location, having these types of disguises may increase your chances of getting out undetected. While the gray man strategy can sometimes be useful, it's not always the safest option. There's also something called subterfuge. This is using deceit in order to achieve one's goal. What if you're in a situation where the threat level is so high that it's better to look intimidating? There may be times when you want to give the impression that you have military training. Even if you don't, this could potentially minimize the chances of a life-threatening conflict. Now, if you are drastically outgunned and outmanned, you probably don't want to stand out like this. So let's just say that the shift is hitting the fan and you find yourself on the wrong side of the tracks. How are you going to get across town if there's rioters everywhere? One of the best ways to do this is to wear the clothing that best signifies a political affiliation that people are okay with within that region. I know there's going to be a lot of political purists out there who think that wearing the opposing party's political attire is in some way a hill that you need to die on. But it isn't. You need to get through town to get to your family. Especially in the run-up to the elections, everybody should have a Kamala Harris hat and a Donald Trump hat in their glove box, just in case. This could mean the difference between getting through a protester checkpoint unscathed and getting all your tires slashed, your window smashed, and your car lit on fire. Or as the kids are saying nowadays, this could mean the difference between thanking a union member or eating a cat. You decide. Look, sometimes wearing Kamala Harris or Biden insignia is not going to get you through the checkpoint. So if everybody's purging, sometimes the best way to get through the crowd is to remove the crowd. Let's get to work. How can you tell that I haven't been around a lot of country western folk? Depending on the culture that you're in, you want to try to approximate that. You don't want to be wearing a bunch of urbanite clothing while you're in a rural environment. If everybody's wearing a stylized Western shirt like this with the yoke and all the trimmings, that's what you gotta wear. If everybody drives a white truck, you drive a cyber truck. Wrong. You drive a white truck also. So let's say that there's a natural disaster and the roads are blocked. Perhaps there's a scenario where first responders and disaster preparedness workers have a pass to move around at will, but civilians are all trapped in their cars, gridlocked on the interstate. How are you able to MacGyver your way out of this situation? There's an old saying, if you have a high-vis vest and a clipboard, you can pretty much get into any location if you just say that Mike sent you. Ultimately, a getup like this is going to help you to blend in with maintenance crews and get through any obstacles to your destination. And while we don't condone breaking the law on this channel, there may be certain situations where this type of attire allows you to blend in just enough that you can scavenge the supplies that you might need. Everybody needs a pair of scrubs in their preps. If we're in a quarantine situation, maybe it's martial law and you need to scavenge for medical supplies for your child who's sick and dying because you didn't go and get yourself a Jace Medical antibiotic kit, link in the description below. But in all seriousness, this is a very low-cost way to blend in, and you might even be able to pass yourself off as somebody who has skills that doesn't in order to enter into a space. Just make sure you don't get a female scrub like my makeup artist got me, because it's probably not going to fit nice and loose. I wonder if she's been sent here by YouTube to try to feminize the channel.
connect them and like, why all these brothers gotta wear a dress?
These strategies that we talked about today can be extremely useful to keep you and your family safe. I don't want to hear about you being discovered after it hits the fan, because I'll be looking for you. Oh yeah, I'll be looking for you.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.